Alexa, introduce season two.
Hello, ladies and gents. This is season two and it's going to have many guest speakers on. Maybe I will take over as Chris can't introduce his own podcast. Maybe I will rename it the Alexa Fitness Podcast. Anyway, welcome to season two.
You guys, going on? Season two of Chris Wall Fitness Podcast is about to get in. So I've not been doing this for a while. I have been concentrating on studies, MNU, exams, and I've really been wanting to put more effort into these podcasts. So I'm going to be putting together season two full of guests. This can be anything about fitness, nutrition, business, mindset, all of the above, or do you know what? Just food in general, because I like food. And speaking of food, my first appearance on season two is going to be a dude called Matt. Now, you might know Matt Moore, known as Build and Bake. So, this is a dude responsible for the awesome Tasting Brownies. Do you know what? It's not even sponsored by Build and Bake either. Like, this podcast has got no sponsors. So, I wanted to get Matt on to get his business insights and stories about, you know, where did the Build and Bake Brownie come from and what goes into it. And you know what? Brilliant, brilliant guest to have on the first one. And it was a delight talking to him. So without any further ado, let's get you into the first episode of season two. Here we go.
So, ladies and gents, welcome to, do you know what? I'm going to say this now. This is the first of season two. So you are the first guest.
The first one.
First one.
I feel honoured, mate. I feel honoured.
Ah, do you know what? I can think of no one better than to have as first one for season two. The whole point of season two is to have guests on. Not necessarily just who are all about, like, you know, fitness and lifting weights. And, well, you do both and you bake.
Try to.
For anyone who doesn't know Matt, I'll give him a quick intro, but I'll leave him to introduce himself. This dude is the only person I know who can make a brownie out of sweet potato, put a drumstick on it, and make it fucking epic. So, Matt, tell the ladies and gentlemen what you're about, what is Build and Bake, and just end about you.
So, basically, I'm the owner of Build and Bake. I started the company, oh God, like just over 26 months, or just over 2 years.
Wow.
And we specialize in macro-friendly bakery items. So started off with sweet potato brownies. So it's using sweet potato, low-fat sort of like nut powders, other special ingredients to make a brownie. So it caters towards people who are, originally it caters towards people who are calorie restrictive. But now with the expansion and things, it's just catered towards people who, it's an option for everyone. Mm. You know, if you want to have that lower calorie, you know, treat, but without the compromise on taste. I'm a big sort of fan of food, like most people. Yeah, like, I'm a big sort of foodie, so I wanted to have no compromise. So you wanted the texture to be there, the flavors to be there. So not just using sweeteners and things. I quite like using spices and things like that to actually bring flavor into something without adding calories and things like that. So yeah, so the company's been going for about 2.5 years. And for the past year, I've sort of been doing it full time as well, which is amazing. And yeah, so there's some exciting things coming in the future.
Amazing. It's just, I love, like, for a fact that, you know, it's been just over 2 years for you and you've seen exponential growth. And judging, if you're watching this is going to be up on YouTube as well. If you can see behind him, he's got literally... I can't even begin to count how many boxes that is. Like,
it is 10,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Imagine unfolding them. They have to be done by hand. And it takes a while.
Yeah. And you know what?
It's the little things which people don't see, which takes, unfortunately, the longest time.
Yeah. And that leads on to a point that I literally written down on my board here, is you peeled a lot of sweet potatoes in your time. You must have the forearm grip and strength of Thanos, like, honestly, like, Jesus.
The hardest part was getting your hands to not dye orange, because obviously you're holding the sweet potato and there's beta carotene, just like there is in carrots, in the sweet potato skin. So holding them, going through them, and I mean, I don't want to be big-headed here, but I genuinely think I could beat anyone at a sweet potato peeling competition. but on average, it was on average it was like 20 kilos a day, maybe. I was going through like 100 odd kilos a week of sweet potato, which is ridiculous because sometimes, you know, you buy sweet potato from the shops and things like that, and you know sometimes they're this big, they're tiny, and you just think from that you're going to get 40 grams of sweet potato. I needed to get about 2.5 kilos of actual raw, minus the skin and everything. Daily, but yeah, we've moved on from that since then. So we now import the sweet potato in from Ireland. It's a sweet potato farm in Ireland, and they kindly puree everything for me and put it in nice kind bags and get it to me, which saves around about 4 hours. But that's only a recent sort of expansion, because obviously the monetary value behind that is you have the minimum orders. A ton, like an actual metric ton.
Wow.
What, like 1,015 kilos is the minimum order. So, as you can imagine, that's a lot of.
That's ridiculous.
A lot of sweet potato.
It's nuts to think that from that sweet potato, people will listen to this if they haven't had Build and Bake before. Like, they'll listen to this and go, "Sweet potato brownie, that's disgusting. Like, that's vile."
Yeah. And I think people forget that there's actually a lot of different ingredients in loads of different products that you've probably had before. Like, if you've had a Portuguese egg custard, it's called a nata. Predominantly, they use cheese. And it's a normal cheese, and it's really nice. And, you know, American have sweet potato pies as a sweet dessert, pumpkin pie, which is really similar. I think it's because it's got potato in the name. If it was called something different, not a sweet potato, it would probably, people would have a different connotation with it. But realistically, I look at it as when you eat it, it's sweet naturally. So it sits itself quite nicely to be a more of a dessert.
Yeah. I don't like that. Like, but yeah, like, I have a little bit of, I'm at the point now where, when you can freeze them, when you freeze brownies, you think, freeze them just to save the temptation of eating them, mate. I get my food. I eat them frozen.
Do you know what? I eat mine semi-frozen. So when they're cold enough to be sort of like defrosted, but still maybe like semi-frozen inside, and you get nice little texture to it. If not, in the microwave, 20 seconds, it's all melted. That's a real treat.
Now, I find either microwave them or eat them frozen.
Yeah.
Personally, I think the flavor, really, you can taste the flavor more.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, that's like most things. If you've ever, I mean, you've done meal prep before, you've probably frozen your meals and reheated them. You do usually get an enhanced flavor. I don't know why, I don't know the science behind it, but you usually do, like a chili, for example. Chilies are usually stronger when you've frozen them and reheat them.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about I want to rewind, and I want to know what made you start Building Bake. What made you set everything up, and literally, when was it born? How was the thought process, and what did you think at the time?
So, I mean, I'm quite I'd like to think I'm quite a driven person. Like, if I'm focused on something, I won't stop until I do it. Whether or not I do it perfectly or amazingly, that's irrelevant. I won't stop until I've done what I want to do or achieve. I've always been into baking. And cooking, just normal food. I've always been a bit of a foodie, and it got to the point where I basically put on a lot of weight. I was quite young. I was probably about like 17, 18, put on a lot of weight. At the heaviest, and bear in mind, I didn't even know what a gym was at this point. I think I was probably about 18 and a half stone, which is probably not that heavy, but when you put in comparison, you know, I'm 5 foot, 8.5 maybe. It was heavy, and it wasn't muscle. I hadn't been to the gym before. I played a bit of rugby, but that's about it. So I was very unfit, very, very unhealthy. Started going to the gym, and one thing that's always stuck with me is I love food. And the struggle wasn't eating crisps or crap like that. It was just, I liked sweet food. I missed the brownies, the pancakes, the donuts. Oh my god, I love donuts. That's the thing.
What's your favorite donut?
Bread. My favorite donut. My good friend, shameless plug, Wade owns donuts in Nottingham, and they are so good. Good. And they're about the size of your head. They're massive.
I've seen this. Yeah.
They're really good. If you haven't been, they've got one in Leicester, one in Nottingham. and I think they've got one in Lincoln, and they'll definitely get stores in other places. They're genuinely amazing.
Wow.
But yeah, so for donut wise, then yeah, their donuts are fantastic. But I'm a classic sort of jam guy.
Yeah.
A nice sugar jam donut goes down a treat, mate, for me.
You what?
Don't need anything too fancy.
Donut.
I'm happy with the custard donut. I'm not like, I mean, I'll have a big donut with stuff on top and everything, but for me, I like just the simple sugar donut.
Classic.
Yeah. Classic.
No, man. Do you know what? I like that story. Reminds me of a lot of my former self. Like, same position, didn't lift weights, didn't do nothing, unhealthy, just like food. I mean, I loved playing Xbox with the boys and having food.
Yeah.
Just, you know, brilliant.
I think when you get into a sort of fitness lifestyle, or you start to learn about dieting and changing your body, you actually become a bit of a foodie. You have to learn to cook better. You have to season your food. You have to be adventurous. Like quark 3 years ago wasn't even unheard of, and now I think most people can make you can make a cheesecake with quark and a protein powder and a packet of sugar-free jelly. It's three ingredients. And it tastes like a cheesecake, and it's amazing. Mm. And you know, and there's foods now. There's sort of like you sort of the stuff that only sort of bigger companies use, like Grenade and things. You've now got that readily available. So you've got tapioca flour, which is basically a very, very high fiber, low calorie flour. Thank you. So it acts like a flour. It tastes like a flour. And it's just insane. It's actually one of the ingredients in low dose, what makes them so good.
Wow.
And then you've got the other ingredients, such as like VitaFiber, which was the main ingredient in a Quest bar, the good old fashioned Quest bars.
Oh, I remember them.
Tastes like ass now. sorry. but then you've got that. You've then got your readily available sugar alcohols, so you can really manipulate the macronutrients of your food. And if you're a bit experimental, then you can go wild and you can end up creating these crazy desserts that taste amazing. Maybe not too great for your stomach and things, but that hit your calories and you can stay on track.
Yeah.
So I just started experimenting with everything from cheesecakes, it was the first thing I did actually, to donuts, muffins, breads, pizza bases, just everything, just playing around with everything. Wow. Got a load of sort of like powders and stuff and just practice and practice and practice, read a lot about it. And the sweet potato brownie actually just came from, I made beetroot brownies and avocado mousse beforehand. Wow. And I was thinking, the avocado mousse is still really nice. It's just a bit boring, but it still works. But the sweet potato was just an idea. I'd seen it in American pies. And I thought, well, it's like a liquid. If you blend it down, it literally turns into a liquid. I'm assuming it will act the same as beetroot and avocado does. And I was actually attempting to make a muffin, chocolate muffin, and it didn't turn into a muffin. It looked like a brownie, and it tasted like a brownie. And I was like, okay.
So
and then just slowly developed the recipe from there. Yeah, with the help of a couple of people from Grenade, actually.
I heard this from somewhere. Yeah. Didn't you make a batch for, was it the Body Power Expo, Grenade Fit?
So I actually got invited down to Grenade Fit I can't remember where it is now. I think it's Chichester. Is it Chichester? Wherever Grenade Fit was. Mm. And, you know, met my good friends like Mike, Dr. Mike. He's quite good friends with Mike. And he's obviously a big foodie as well and an expert reviewer. So I just bought down a load of stuff and they tried it, and from there, a load of people wanted to buy it. And I was like, at the time, I was like, "Oh, it's just a hobby," and it just went on from there. And then decided, right, I need to go for it. Like, if I wait, a lot of times in business, I think people wait too long until they've got like a perfect product or a finished product.
It's always
what you need to do is you need to release that MVP, which is like a minimum viable product, so a product which you're happy to go out and it will sell. But it may not be finished. It may not be perfect. Yeah. And at the time, I released something which wasn't perfect, but it would sell because it was good. And slowly, the ingredients changed and the macros changed, some higher, some lower, but the quality increased. And that's what, you know, I always try to work on.
Yeah, and you know what? You can tell that you still, it's not you and yourself now, you're never
you never finished creating products for Building Baker. You're still on that journey of finding different flavors. Again, just experimenting things. Like, you even get people off Instagram to suggest you flavors, and that's epic.
One thing for me is I look at my business and I don't look at it as like I own it. I just look at it and think, what would I want if I was a customer? Mm. And the thing I take sort of cues and hints from companies like Apple with the customer experience, and you know, other bigger companies that you can not only interact with but actually have a bit of a say in what they produce. And at the end of the day, like, there's no point me making something that I like because I'm not the one buying it. It's everyone else. So I want to know what people want, and you know, I want to be able to give them what they want. That's the whole aim of business. So it's, for me, it's not just about a product now. It's about the whole user experience. It's about, you know, the website, to the receiving of the boxes, to the look of the boxes, to the look of the product, the smell, the taste, then the aftercare, you know, if there's any issues, the customer service side of it, and then the actual community side of it. So bringing them in, you know, speaking to them, letting them, you know, engaging with them. And it's, I think that's the fun side of it. You know, it's not just it's like a McDonald's, you go in, you buy it. It's genuinely, I want it to be an experience. I want it to be the best experience you can have buying a, you know, a box of brownies in the simplest form.
Mate, honestly, like when we get them, me and Kaylee, we always just buy a box. And if I buy one, it's for us. And if she buys one for us, like, it's always a joint thing.
Or two.
Like, yeah. I'm not going to lie, I can easily just get through a box in a few days. Like, it's quite a joke.
Easily done if you, yeah.
Easily done. Especially with the coffee as well. And when you say to people, like, oh yeah, just, you know, got these brownies, like, £18, £16, or £20. You look like what? Like, buy 20, nearly 20 paper brownies, but yeah. And it's delivered. And they're good. You know, and they taste amazing. And you want to just literally eat them all in one go, but you have to gain some sense of control. And, you know, but until they get it for the first time, unless they have them, you know, unless they can have it as part of the diet and be macro friendly and, you know, still have that as the, if you are on diet, you can make it fit in your calories. Like, it's,
yeah.
And plus,
I think the difficulty is like you said, is getting people to have them, because it sounds quite difficult, but saying to somebody, oh, eat this sweet potato brownie, by the way, the box is £18. But when you break down the ingredients, the actual cost per brownie is about £2.
And the way it goes into them as well.
So, yeah. So I feel like the price point is right for what it is. But once again, it's definitely, everyone will have their own value attached to it. For somebody who uses them religiously, like, there's quite a lot of people out there who use them very religiously. They use them during their prep, they use them during their off season, or even just as a weekly treat. For them, the value of them is easily explained to them.
Yeah,
for somebody definitely, who maybe has only just started dieting, they're happy to eat normal brownies, they're happy to eat normal donuts, which you can buy probably a box of 9 brownies from a normal brownie place for like maybe like tenner. So, but you have to then give them a reason. You have to then make it so it's, you add value to the product. It's not just about the product. Like, they need to look good. Like, that's the first and foremost thing. They need to look good. They need to taste good. They need to be good macros. They need to, it's the whole experience. Like, you know, the new boxes that I've just got, I'm in love with them.
I think I first seen them when Kaylee ordered theirs, and I was just like, wow. Compare that to the last one, that's so different. And it's,
I just think it's a bit smarter, a bit cleaner.
I love it.
It's what I want. You know, I like the colourful element of it. I like it, you know, the pastel colours. But with this now, it just looks a lot crisp, a lot cleaner. There is still some of the pastel elements in it and the lighter colours, but it's genuinely just like a really nice, fresh looking, clean box. You know, with the QR codes into it, makes it easy for people to get the macros.
That is pretty clever. That is pretty clever. So yeah, it's easy to track macros. You scan it, and it's just fair play. Fair play, mate. Fair play. You've done well there, man. Awesome. Do you know what? The only thing that I want to ask is, when you, obviously when you make them for yourself, because let's not lie, you defo still like create a box for yourself and, you know, tuck in. Don't tell me that you've like got sick of them yet, or please don't tell me you've like
I think I go through phases.
Yeah.
There's times where I just don't, I haven't had time, or usually just run out, so I haven't got any to eat.
Yeah.
At the minute, I'm actually on proteins. I'm in love with, at the minute, I'm just, I half them, I put them in half because I'm sort of dieting a little bit. I am sort of restricting, and half the protein is exact, pretty much the exact same as a brownie, just a little bit more maybe. But at the minute, they're a little bit more filling for me, higher fiber content and things. And I just have half of one of those with a coffee, and it's it's amazing.
Yeah.
And, but then I'll go through a stage where I have brownies, and I'll warm it up a bit of Halo Top and what have you.
Oh yeah. Your favorite combo when you're not dieting?
So I do a an apple crumble flavored brownie, which once again is probably mega underrated. It won't ever probably come into a box because it never really gets voted for, and at the end of the day, there's no point putting something in there which people don't want. But it's really nice. It's got like really nice taste of cinnamon. You get like the chunks of apple coming through, really nice sort of like appley taste. And that with just some Morrison's do a lower calorie custard, but it actually tastes really good. And it's quite sweet. That with that is just, I mean, apple crumble brownie and custard is just,
that's a perfect match. Yeah. Do you know what, mine is anything, you know, low calorie ice cream, and I'd say the blondies, holy hell, like I think I tasted one a while back and it was just like,
it's different, isn't it, different texture, different,
it was just like a such a euphoric taste in my mouth. I was like, what the hell? But yeah, favorite combo definitely going to be a low calorie ice cream and a blondie, definitely. Yeah. But yeah, in terms with like obviously with like yourself and the way you want it to go, like you want to obviously get the unit and stuff, I mean, what's next in terms of like what do you see yourself going down more the route towards? I mean, do you see yourself just literally cracking on and making new flavors or making any new products? Like, what do you see yourself doing?
So the main aim for me is to be able to cope with demand. So at the minute, we're probably only running at about 50%. And I'm really, when I say I'm working the hardest I've ever worked in my life, I genuinely mean it. And at the minute, we're sold out for around about 50% of the month. So not as a business, that's quite bad because you're obviously missing out on 50% of sales and things. And as a business as well, from a sort of a customer point of view, is that's not a great customer experience. You know, I want customers to be able to get what they want when they want it. So first and foremost would be getting a unit to be able to manufacture more, to be able to hire staff and manufacture to be able to cope with the demand solely for e-commerce. After that, then will come, I mean, I've got a couple of new products in the pipeline which should come out this year, so that'll be really exciting. One of them is genuinely, in my opinion, a bit of a game changer. It is really it's not the first one in the UK, but currently there is none of it, so the first one flopped. I don't think it was because of it was bad. I actually had it myself and I thought it was really good, but I feel like this is, I mean, I'm going to say it's better because I'm a bit biased, but genuinely, I'm really happy with it. And the branding's lovely, and it's going to be a really good sort of addition to the sort of build and bake product line. So I'm happy with that. But yeah, so expanding products, keeping up with demand. But realistically, I want to have a store. I want to have a store where people, once again, focused around the people that want to be there. You know, so a really good user experience, really nice atmosphere, places where you can drink, you can sit down, you can chill. It's all about sort of health and fitness, but not shoving it in your face. So it's not, you know, anybody can come in there. It's not limited to if you lift weights or if you're dieting. You can come in whatever walk of life you are, but there is options, you know. And I don't want people to see it as it's a low calorie place or a healthier. I just want people to see it as it's just someone where you go where there is an option for it to be healthier. Like anyone can make coffees healthy, but realistically, you don't really want to make coffees that healthily. Like, it's just a coffee. But with, you know, you can have a brownie, you can have the other products which we're going to release and things like that. And I want it to focus around that atmosphere, customer sort of service, the whole sort of user. Yeah, experience.
And do you know what? Like, for example, like I'm a big, 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 big believer. I think this was Simon Sinek who said this on TED Talk. Like, if you got someone who sells exact same products as you, exact same flavors, exact same product, but they're a massive douche and they're going to do the crap about the customer service and don't put no effort in to replying to messages. But then you get you, who's got an awesome product, awesome tasting brownies, awesome tasting everything, and you got bang on customer service, you got, you care about the what the customers say, and you use their, you know, you use their feedback to shape the next flavor. Put the two of them up against each other, you're going to get yourself who's obviously cares more and gives more of a shit. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. That's his quote.
100%.
And I think in your case, yeah, you got brilliant tasting brownies and, you know, it's quite a decent treat to have. But also as well, on the other side, you've got, you care, you give a shit. And, you know, you love seeing people's orders getting delivered in. You love seeing tags on Instagram. You love, you know, you buzz off it. And I think that is a massive, massive contributor towards building big, I'd say.
And I think that's where a lot of like sort of old companies sort of go wrong, and why you're seeing a load of sort of newer companies or smaller companies do really well, because it is about that customer service. So at the end of the day, customer service is key. Like, you know, if you go into a place and you get a bad, you know, experience, it affects you. You know, you might not go back. And, you know, for example, a restaurant, you know, you've probably been to places that you've had really good food, but the service has been crap.
Yeah.
And it will affect your opinion on the whole place, which is a shame, because you go to a restaurant to eat food.
Yeah.
But just like the brownies, you're going to buy brownies, but the whole experience will affect your overall rating or review or score of the place. So I think focusing on the customers who are the ones who are buying them is 100%. You know, one of the most important things in a business, from a business point of view.
Yeah, definitely. And word of mouth goes a long, long way. Like, there's been countless times when I've said to my clients, listen, recommend these brownies, get them all the time, it's fantastic. Message them if you're in doubt. I have, I've told them some vegan clients as well, because you do the vegan base,
yeah,
which is
vegan box, yeah.
Phenomenal. I've said, just go have a look. You know, go and buy one. It's decent, you know, a decent treat to have. It's, you know, go for it. And that word of mouth spreads like wildfire.
Yeah.
And same goes if someone goes to a company when it's a negative review, like a restaurant or something, if that's crap, they'll say and spread that as well. Like, it goes a long way.
And, you know, especially with the sort of expansion of sort of social media, I know social media's been around for a long while, but near enough, I mean, it's now sort of become the norm where if you don't have social media, you're kind of like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Where before it was, you know, if somebody was on social media, you didn't think anything of it. Where now it's kind of like a daily thing. Most people have social media, and, you know, it can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing. But to interact with customers, to give them a platform where they can talk and buy and feedback, I think it's a great platform.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
Obviously,
definitely.
There's certain scenarios in life where social media can be bad, but as from a business point of view, for an interaction, for a customer experience, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, no, definitely. I totally agree. I totally agree. I put some questions out on Instagram for the people to ask you questions. I've got one from Kaylee, actually. I'll start with their one. She said, if you could eat one flavor of brownie for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I think last month it would have been the drumstick one I was doing. But I think I've had that way too much now. But one flavor of brownie. Do you know what? I would probably, the apple crumble one. Genuinely, the apple crumble with the cinnamon taste. I'm a massive fan of cinnamon. So
yeah,
apple crumble brownie is, yeah.
Ask a request. I haven't tasted it. I don't think.
Genuinely, if you like, I mean, you have to like apple crumble. You have to like the cinnamon. You have to like apple.
Yeah.
But if you like that type of fruity vibe, then yeah, it's a.
Okay, I like that one. So next one is going from one of my clients. He said, "Any plans to bring the blondies back and keep them in regularly?"
So at the minute, obviously, with just one pair of hands, it would be quite difficult to do the blondies. For example, the last limited blondie box I did as a limited run, I put up 200 boxes and they sold within 20 minutes. Wow. Obviously, to put that into context, you know, 200 boxes, you times up by nine, you're looking at over 1,800 brownies. That's a lot of work to do while keeping up with the normal premium boxes and things like that. So it would be difficult to keep them in all the time. However, to answer the question in a long version, there is a limited box coming out at the end of October, and it is a blondie box.
Yes.
And it is the best blondie box I've ever done.
Genuinely, okay, so down. I'm going to be really unfair, yes. And I'm going to put my order in now. So I'm going to be putting my order in now for that. That's brilliant. Perks for host.
Looking into the future, the first thing I'll do if I get a unit, or when I get a unit, will be to run another premium box, which will be a blondie premium box. People can choose between what they want. Which I try not to like give people too much choice, because I don't like too much choice myself. But you know, the premium box and the blondie premium box will be two different flavors as well.
Yeah.
So it'll be very challenging for you if they're both good. So.
Oh mate, I love them. Like, that was literally the best one I've tasted, and yeah, like that for me, at this moment in time, that was peak for me. That was like,
yeah,
oh my god. Next one, I think you've covered this before, but I'll just repeat it again. With the exponential growth, how do you deal with demands from customers?
So obviously we bake fresh, make them, send them out. So the reason we have stock on the website is because me personally, I don't think it would be great for a customer experience to have to wait like a week and a half for your box of brownies. So the stock is limited to be able to cope. So I know basically how much I can do that week to get it out to you within that week. So when there's 200 boxes, I know I can make that 200 boxes within the 3 or 4 days to send them out. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So this stock control is good for, it's too good to limit myself. Otherwise, you know, I think I turned it off once before by accident. I didn't have the stock on it, so you could just order whatever you wanted. It could sell as many as it wanted. And I was actually having to email customers saying, look, sorry, you're probably not gonna get your order for like 6 or 7 days, which on the website, it does say 3 to 7 days for, you know, delivery time. But ideally, as you probably know, I like getting it out 2 or 3 days at the maximum. I think people shouldn't have to really wait. But just be really efficient with time. Like I look back and I think ever since sort of day one, I've been like, oh, I'm really busy. And you look back on now and months and months and months, and you know, the increase of, I think we're about 1400% up year on year. And you sort of think to yourself, I'm just as busy. I feel just as busy as there, yet I'm doing 14 times the amount. So it's organizing your time, being really organized with everything. So that's not just, I feel most people have it in them. You know, you go to the gym, you work a job, you juggle relationships, friendships, things like that. Most people can organize their time. So it's just about being very meticulous with it and going, right, I need to be up at 4:30. I need to do that by this time. I need to do that by this time. So there isn't any wasted time, which sounds a bit bad and it can be hard sometimes, but
it's got to be done.
It has got to be done. And I feel like it makes you a bit more of a stronger person. It gives you a bit of a stronger character. Makes you grow up a little bit. It makes you sort of realize, actually, you know, there's prioritized things. There's quite a lot of important things out there that you need to focus on and what have you. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's been incredible that you've even had the time to do this today, judging by the amount of box you got behind you. I'm just like, this dude needs to go bake right now.
I got it very early today because I knew we were doing this. So just priorities, got everything done. So
brilliant. And you know what? I'm going to let you shamelessly plug anything and everything right now. So again, where can we find you? How can you order brownies? Everything.
So you can order from our website, which is buildandbakeltd.com. So from there you can obviously get your standard premium boxes, primary boxes, which is a mixture of like the proteins and the brownies. Got vegan boxes on there, you've got standard flavors, so you can order a box of standard flavors if you just want a whole box of one. So you have like birthday cake, orange, hazelnut, peanut butter. at the minute, the orange one is like really popular. It's really, really good.
I like that.
It's especially because it's like we use like a Valencian orange in it, so it's like a really strong. If you like chocolate orange, you'll love it. You can. So we used to accept orders for Instagram, but now obviously we'll engage through Instagram. We can send you the links and things like that, but we do put it all through the website. But if you're unsure about what you want, or if you're unsure of certain flavors in the premium box that month, if you might not like one, message us on Instagram. My social media guy Manuel, he's amazing. Like he's up to pretty much all time. Like any hour you can contact him and he will
respond. He's pretty quick. Like
he is very good. So
how quick about response.
Yeah. So, and if he doesn't know something, he will usually message me, and you know, it's like we try and respond within 12 hours, but it's usually a lot quicker than that. Yeah. And we obviously try and, you know, we try and sort of help anyone sort of request, you know, obviously nut free, we can do gluten free, easy to do. If you're uncertain of a certain flavor, if you really don't like a certain flavor, we don't like taking flavors out just because the flavors have been chosen with, like, I wouldn't put a bad flavor in a box. But if you're really certain that you don't like a chocolate, the Jaffa Cake one, for example, we can remove it and we'll put in a different flavor and things like that. So
yeah,
we always want to make sure that everyone's sort of happy at the end of the day. So there, you can contact us on Facebook. You can actually buy directly through Facebook because it links to the website, things like that.
Brilliant. And do you want one more question for me, mate? A bit random one, I'm gonna make you think a lot here. If you was to wake up tomorrow on a desert island with £100, nothing else, no business, no boxes, no t-shirts, what would you do?
£100. I mean, £100 can get you a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
I think I started my first ever stuff was I think order of stock was about 60 quid. What would I do on a desert island?
Well, no desert island there, from your house.
One of the two. My house.
A bit different.
I mean, I didn't know how to make sweet potato brownies and things. Obviously, I would probably stick with a baking theme. You know, £100, I'd get a bowl, some ingredients, some raw ingredients, and I'd just go wild, mate. I'd go wild.
Nuts, just buy all the potatoes and Biscoff and
I mean, either that or I'd just be a little entrepreneur and invest that £100 in something safe.
Almost stock market.
I'd be rubbish on a desert island, mate. I'd be rubbish on a desert island. other than I'd survive by cooking, I'd be rubbish.
Nah, fair enough. And mate, thanks. I know you absolute ram with orders and everyone else, and you're very meticulous with your time. So, guys, we've had the pleasure of having Matt on today. He's an absolute legend. And do you know what? Don't take my word for it. Just go and literally check him out. Check his website out and put an order through. Mate, thanks very much for having on today. I appreciate it.
Appreciate that, buddy. Appreciate it. Great
awesome,
to be on.
Dude. Right.